You're listening to In Tune, a BYU-Idaho radio podcast featuring LDS musicians and their music. I'm your host, David Payne. This is Telling You Why by James the Mormon. I'm telling you why.
We come till we coming like Rampage. Stay ballin' so hard like we Amjack. Yeah, up in the state, we a fan fact. Straight kid from the bottom, we handmade. We go 10 for 10 on the campaign. You don't understand, let me translate. If you ain't been winning, you can't stay.
James Curran was once a regular guy trying to do what he thought was right. He served a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and when he came home, he wanted to continue sharing the gospel.
You know how you feel like the mission is falling off of you? I don't know if that's how it felt for me. And I was like grasping for anything to like keep that feeling. And I just changed all my social media to James the Mormon. That's literally how it started.
Since James had a rough past, he wanted to inspire others who might be feeling what he felt and let them know everything could be all right.
And I was like, you know what? I want to share my story. So I started a blog. Specifically just sharing my testimony, encouraging people that were in my shoes that maybe had a wayward past that, so what? You can still go on mission and you can, it will be the best 2 years of your life and it will literally open your whole mind to what's possible. That was the next phase of James Mormon, just making those blog posts, sharing my testimony, sharing my story, being real.
After his blog, James started making different videos to encourage others. One of his hobbies was rapping, so he decided to make a few hip-hop videos.
And then it kind of took off from there. And then one day I woke up and I was like, I had the strongest feeling that I need you to share my gospel. I need you, I didn't give you these, you know, tools and this talent to just play around. I need you to use that and share the gospel.
James the Mormon's first EP was titled PMG, and each track went through each missionary lesson in Preach My Gospel. One of those songs featured David Archuleta called Workin'.
I say we out here grindin', we workin'. I say we out here grindin', we workin'.
How to do it, and I do. Feeling my ambition like I'm filling up a pool. Ain't my choice, but it's up to me to choose. Hammer out my goals like I'm working with my tools. On the same page like the headline news. Even Jimmy Fallon couldn't shake me at my roots. Best foot forward like we dancing with a groove. We gon' stay grinding till we all make a move.
After PMG, James decided he would try to reach a bigger audience by writing more secular music. His second album, called I'm Not a Rapper, hit number 1 on the Billboard charts for new artists and number 21 on the hip-hop charts. I'm Not a Rapper beat out popular rappers like Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to, you know, I can go bigger. You know, I think I can even reach more people with secular music, with not something that has to relate to the gospel. Because my name's James the Mormon, they'll see a face that they like, attached to the church, and it will someday open doors. That was my thought process. And because I feel like my intention was so pure, it hit number 1. It was so successful.
Focus on your heart, cause the feels be the proof. Yeah, cause my soul lighting up like a fuse. Always down to share, never that's our food. Shoulder to the wheel like a NASCAR crew. Head in the world, baby, that's our school.
But just like the title of his album, James did not necessarily want to be a rapper.
I started putting out music as James the Mormon because I low-key felt called to do it. Like, I was being asked to kind of do that. But what I didn't want ever was for this to be a career. I never wanted to be a rapper.
With so much success came demand for more music and concerts from many in the LDS community. He became a rapper even though he didn't want to be one. Soon, James fell into a dark state where he didn't want anything to do with rapping.
James the Mormon is not a source of happiness in my life anymore. It was. It was so awesome. And it just, what it's turned into is not what I wanted. And I feel like I feel this way because it's turned into something it wasn't supposed to be, and something that Heavenly Father didn't even want it to be either.
While James is having these struggles, he says the music he writes now is a little darker, and it's about how he's feeling. To prove it, he gave us a sample of a song called Try Again.
In my own mind told me that I'm solid concrete. Got shade all around me. I'm feeling that beast. With an army behind me that I can't believe. Like that boy, he commander in chief. Still got that grief. Ma said me nothing. Out here they bluffing, dude, this for discussion. I'm trying to lean and I ain't talking tussin'. I got temptation like I'm David Ruffin. Watch me come down, but you thinking me Irie. Lone on that boat finna float by the island. Inside I'm dark, but my future is vibrant. You don't know what's inside me. Pressure is poison, I'm filling it up. Problems occur, why you thinking it's us? Thinking I'll make it, I'm right on the cusp. I don't need you, got people I trust.
James says he plans to keep making music, but not as often as he tries to find his true purpose again. One of his songs already deals with struggling and how no matter what, we are treasure.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. So hold on tight, we gon' do it together. One man's trash is another man's treasure. So hold on tight, we gon' do it together. Yeah, yeah.
You feel it now, yeah. I feel it too. Some pains make it hard just to rest it too. Sympathize with the trials cause I stumbled too. Even number one friends turned to number two. Turned the lows up to a W. Back then it was running with a tunnel view. Can't elevate, never learn to troubleshoot. Walk another way, ever need another view. All my people feeling all that pain. Y'all my mains, let it roll like rain. We all winning when we grow like grain. Both gon' stand when you hold my hand. All my people feeling all that pain. Y'all my mains, let it roll like rain. We all winning when we grow like grain. Both gon' stand when you hold my hand.
Although James feels he's gotten off track, he hopes to get back to sharing the gospel and inspiring others through his music soon.
I think making music makes me happy, and I think there's good to be done with it. But I think the type of music, my content, you know, what I'm releasing, and then most importantly, like my reasons need to are going to be different.
Oh yeah. Down and out, you never lose. Been pushing through just to make another move. All searching through crowns like a dental school. When you got potential, never let you settle through. See you coming up in a couple moves. One man's struggle, another man's comfortable. See you standing near cliffs, no Huxtable. Pressure only makes diamonds, this a couple.
You can find James the Mormon's music on his website, jamesthemormon.com, or on YouTube, Apple Music, or Spotify. Thanks for joining me for this episode of In Tune, a BYU-Idaho radio podcast featuring LDS musicians and their music. I've been your host, David Payne. Thanks for listening.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.